A damsel possessed of great beauty, as she stood at her own father's gate, where the gallant hussars were on duty, to view them this maiden did wait. Their horses stood capering and prancing, their accoutrements shone like a star, and as they stood nearer advancing, young Jane spied the gallant hussar. With their palaces hung on their shoulders, how careless they seemed for to ride. And warlike appeared this young soldier, with his glittering sword by his side. To the barracks next morning so early, this damsel she went in a car, all because that she loved him so dearly, young Edward the gallant hussar. Oh, as she conversed with the soldiers, these words she was heard for to say: "Oh, I've loved no one bolder to follow my laddie away. Oh, come, come," says Edward, "be steady, and think of the dangers of war. When the trumpets sound, I must be ready, so wed not the gallant hussar. Your parents you're bound for to mind them, or else you're forever undone. They will leave you no portion behind them, so I pray you my company shun." Says she, "If you will be true-hearted, I've gold at my uncle's in store. From now we no more shall be parted, and I'll wed with the gallant hussar." As he gazed on her beautiful features, well, the tears they did fall from each eye. "I will wed with this beautiful creature, and shun cruel wars," he did cry. Oh, and now they're united together, and think of them when they are far. And God bless them now and forever, young Jane and the gallant hussar."